the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio. It's a Bill King Show.
He was like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
Hot is sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch!
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Rafino with us. We'll let you know how you can get all of his content here before we finish up. Blake, good morning to you, sir. Let's begin with Miles Brennan. Do we know how this arm injury, left arm injury, occurred?
Yeah, Bill. So, good morning. So I started getting it around lunchtime on Monday. What I can tell you is at the beginning we did think it was a throwing arm, and then we reported it that was the throwing arm. Didn't come out. I asked LSU. They did confirm it. I couldn't believe it. But they didn't confirm the right arm. They confirmed the left. And, Bill, from what I'm gathering, LSU kind of players had a little bit of leeway this past weekend to go home and get ready and geared up for camp that starts. They have to report, Bill, tomorrow. And camp starts Friday morning. So from what I understand, Miles Brennan was out with some of his buddies. And an unfortunate, was getting on a boat, and apparently they were going to go fishing. And he just slipped and apparently had a pretty bad fall and broke his left humerus. And so that's what we're gathering now. Bill, from a timetable standpoint on a return, I'm just going to call it what I'm hearing and what I'm told. Because of it being the humerus bone and the therapy that we'll need in place. See, so there's an 8 to 12 week recovery period, and that's without therapy. So everything would have to go absolutely perfect for him to be even close to be able to come back in contact for contact in about 8 to 12 weeks. But, Bill, that's not, from what I understand from a couple of doctors and one that we'll be bringing on our show this week, that is not the case a lot of times when people suffer this type of injury in sports, especially in football. So, Bill, it looks like that he could be out for the season, but as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, from a starter standpoint, it didn't matter because Max is already going to be your starter.
For everybody, the humerus is the upper arm, the bone in the upper arm, and he's a righty thrower, but it's the left arm. So he was with some buddies, and it was some kind of accident on the boat where he fell, is what you're saying.
Yeah, pretty much. And from what I understand, they wanted to go out and have some fun. Bill, a kid that just got a NIL deal with Hollingsworth Richards Ford, a local Ford dealership here locally, and I'll leave it here. I was told that they should have done surgery same day, but they couldn't for some reasons. And so I think that, I do feel bad for Miles. Bill, we don't see this across college football where a guy stays. But in 2 years, he's going to have two season-ending injuries. And then, Bill, you got Walker Howard, who is now, since Quinn Ewers is at Ohio State, the number one quarterback in the country coming in this next class and a midterm graduate. So I'm not saying that LSU is going to move on from him. I think that Ed has a lot of loyalty to him, not as a starter, but would let him stay around if he wanted to. But I think that there's a very 50-50 chance that we will never see Miles Brennan, not only Bill, take another snap, but just in an LSU uniform. I think that could be plausible.
What happens if and when Max Johnson gets injured?
Well, you got Garrett Nussmeier. And then LSU's back at their situation where they were last year with a freshman quarterback with no experience. But, you know, Bill, I kind of go into this. You know, how many quarterbacks across the country get hurt and miss games? You know, a lot of people have nationally who have tried to pick this story up, and even locally, it's like, oh, well, you can't run Max Johnson now. Bill, that's the biggest load of crap that I've ever heard. If it's 3rd and 1 against Alabama and you're a score away from tying the game or whatever the scenario could be, you give him the football and you let that man pick up the yard. I mean, we can't go into a season worrying about him getting injured. Now, you got to be cautious. You know, people, Bill, you know, there's that old movie, Boy in the Bubble Wrap or whatever it's called. They want to put this man in bubble wrap, you know, because their season's on the line. But I do have – there is a concern, but I don't have a lot of concern in reference to injury. I do think you've got to be cautious. I think what you do tell him is, in this RPO game, look, Max, if you're going to pull it, just don't take any unnecessary hits. You know, like what Joe Burrow did at UCF in 18, what he did, you know, the bad hits that he took against Auburn in that defense. You just got to tell him to get down. Just don't take anything unnecessary. Now, if it's 3rd and 1 – put your head down and let's go, because football's here, baby. And you got, look, you got a rebound now. Bill, this isn't, you know, 5-5 is not something that LSU is accustomed to over the last 20 years. You got to get ready to go. So 3rd and 1, game on the line, put your head down and let's go.
Blake Ruffino with us. The story of Quinn Ewers, and he had hinted at this a couple of weeks ago, class of 22, number one ranked quarterback, number one ranked player, period, opting out of South Lake Carroll season, the Dragons of South Lake Carroll there in Dallas, and he's heading to Ohio State. He's got a bunch of name, image, likeness money coming to him. I assume that's the decision that he's making. Do you think this will be an item that will be maybe not commonplace, but that we will see more of?
Yeah, but I don't know that. I guess my first question when I saw it was, you know, what kids can warrant that? You know, if the number one kid in the country is an O lineman, D lineman, whatever it is, can he come in and make an impact like a quarterback could? You know, I don't know. There's so many recruits in the country, and then Bill, we got to talk about academically. Can these kids academically come in here and qualify? So I don't know if this is going to be the norm, or if this is going to be something because, you know, he's able to do it. But obviously NIL was a decision that he had to make. And Bill, the crazy thing is that it's funny the trickle effect that you have in one decision. Bill, now in the class of 2022, now we're far away from rankings and how those play out. But per 247, Walker Howard is now the number one quarterback in the country, and then Arch Manning. Bill, it's kind of breaking, I guess. Louisiana has never, Bill, in recruiting, had back-to-back years where they had a number one ranked quarterback in two classes back-to-back like they do right now. So it's funny how, you know, this trickle effect goes. And, Bill, there's some quarterbacks in this 2024 class that I'm hearing that might be getting a 4- and 5-star and could be in the top rankings. So it's interesting that when he leaves, the ties that Louisiana has now with Walker Howard and obviously Arch.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday. The rare list of players who have opted out of their senior year quarterbacks. John David Booty from Shreveport Evangel about 15 years ago did it and had to wait a few years to play at Southern Cows. Had to wait out on that national championship team. But, yeah, he did it at Evangel. JT Daniels did it. I forgot. Yeah, JT Daniels. Jake Bentley did it, and now Quinn Ewers. That's a very small list, though, which is probably going to get bigger, but a very tiny list for now.
And Bill, look at the position. And the Booty thing was more of a family decision, Bill, if you get down to it, because of the the craziness of Evangel football at the time.
Evangel was in a big storm at that time. Yes, yes.
A very big storm. And so, Bill, if they weren't, we've had him on our show, and I asked him about it, and he basically said, look, this wasn't a decision that I wanted to make. So, Bill, then you go down to even a smaller list there. I don't know. I mean, if you got a kid that's going to make money, and like Quinn Ewers, look, it's a business. You can hate it, love it, or be middle ground, but you mean to tell me if your child is set to make close to, six, seven figures that you're going to and he can qualify, going to tell him no? Bill, I ain't going to ever tell my son no if he's going to make $1 million. I'm going to tell you that right now.
I agree. No, I agree with you there. I know we've only got a couple of seconds here. We need to plug your shows and everything, but Josh just brought this up, and Lenny brought up Jack Miller on the staff at Ohio State. But just in general, you think LSU's been on the phone looking at transfer quarterbacks?
I know for 100% fact they have.
I bet they have.
They can't. They don't have the scholarship that they can give. NIL is a funny business now, Bill. If a kid wants to walk on at LSU, that's probably in the portal. Kid ain't gonna pay no tuition. So I'm gonna for right now, Bill, I'm gonna leave it there, and we might have some conversations next week about it. But I know for a fact they're looking.
Tell everybody how they can get your content.
Yep, AYS Sports across the board, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter. We've been having a big Twitter war, it looks like, with A&M fans. So the rivalry is starting to pick up with the Texas schools. We'll be in here tonight, 7 to 8 p.m., Monday through Thursday, and Saturday mornings at 8. As we're a month away, Bill, from football season. Football camp starts this week. I'll be out there. I was out at Football Ops yesterday. We'll be out there and getting all the stuff in from LSU football and be talking around the SEC. So AYS Sports, Bill, across the board.
Yeah, from what I hear, the humidity down there, you can probably drop about 20 pounds just by standing there watching.
Bill, I was 292. Been out in the heat. I'm 286. look, I'm just telling you, it's hot, baby. It's hot down here in the boot, so I'm sweating.
We'll see you next week, sir.
Thanks, Bill. Have a good day. Good talking.
Mr. Blake Ruffino, always good. We're clear. Yeah, till Lash Pa, about an hour and 40-something minutes from now. We're clear. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. We're watching that traffic volume build pretty good now on 24 up through the Hickory Hollow area, coming in from Rutherford County, coming down the interstate right now on I-40 through Hickman County. Dixon County looks pretty good. Ellington Parkway at Cleveland Street appeared to be a very minor wreck just a few minutes ago. Over in Midtown, two cars collided there at 4th Avenue on that ramp there to I-40. Princess Hot Chicken is now hiring at both locations. You can apply and order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hey everybody, Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage and Rocket Companies. Last year we saw historically low mortgage interest rates. In fact, over 1 million homeowners took advantage of refinancing or buying a new home with Rocket Mortgage. What you may not know is that interest rates are already starting to increase again, and it's likely that trend is only going to continue. Our team of experts is standing by to help you save before rates go up. With an official mortgage review from Rocket Mortgage, you'll see just how much money you could save by making a move right now. Don't look back over these next few weeks and wish that you had taken action. You could save hundreds on your mortgage payments or pay off your home loan earlier than planned. You could even take cash out of your home to pay off high interest debt, complete home repairs, or bulk up on an emergency fund. When you want to secure a low rate, Rocket can. Call 833-8-ROCKET or visit rocketmortgage.com.
Rocket.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states and MLSConsumerAccess.org number 3030.
What is it about a classic that appeals to us? Hello, I'm Sammy Stewart, president of F&M Bank. There are a few classics that haven't changed. This truck and these glasses. You know, with proper maintenance and a few upgrades, a classic still works today. We invite you to experience the classic customer service at F&M Bank that has been our hallmark since 1906. Check us out at myfmbank.com.
F&M Bank, your money.
Smart choice.
The real estate market is always tough, but this market, it's unlike anything we've ever seen. When the average home stays on the market just 24 days and houses routinely go for more than the listing price, who you work with matters. Realtors have the expertise, local knowledge, and personal touch to give you a competitive advantage throughout the entire home buying process. And that's something an ordinary agent could never do. So make sure your agent is a Realtor. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors. That's who we are.
Jim Rome is here weekdays 11 to 2 on Nashville Sports Radio, WNSR.
The SEC is for closers, and there's only one way to survive in the SEC, ABC. A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
A, B, C, A, always, B, B, C, closing, always be closing.
Jim Rome, 11 to 2 on Nashville's original sports radio, WNSR.
He knows more about the oblong spheroid than any man in America. It's Bill King.
Get a couple of calls here. And I've had Lake Norman, Buckeye, Josh, a few others mention Kansas, the rumor about Kansas in the Big Ten, which makes zero sense to me at all. But I will address this. Yeah, I will address it. I believe we have Mike in Lexington is what Patton has told me. Welcome in, sir.
Hey, Bill, good morning. It's Mike in Brentwood now because I've now moved to the Nashville metro area. It's been a few years. You and I used to have some great conversations back when you were working in that other gig.
Yes, sir.
So it's great to reconnect with you. I'd like to ask your opinion on something here. As you may recall, you and I sometimes went into some of the legal nuances of things that were going on in sport, and with this name, image, and likeness, I'm kind of wondering if the IRS is just standing on the sidelines right now, chomping at the bit, because there is something known as incidental income that becomes fully taxable if that incidental income is the reason why you're making any income at all. So if I'm a college football player and I'm bringing in $1 million a year for name, image, and likeness, at a bare minimum, the value of my scholarship and my cost of attendance that I'm being provided from my school now becomes incidental income. And if the IRS really wants to get creative, they can look at the value of the coaching, the facilities, everything that incrementally is contributing to my ability to be a football player and earn NIL income and consider that taxable. And I haven't really heard over the last few weeks anyone kind of talking about what that is going to mean should that become a big consideration for these players.
To date, all the freebie stuff, including the full cost of attendance cash that they were also getting, was not taxable from what I understand. But you're saying with the added income now, you going into business and selling your name, image, likeness, we know that is taxable. That is taxable. To date, the other stuff hasn't been. Now, you got to understand, my first day or my next day of accounting school would be my first day. So I could be out of my jurisdiction here when talking about some of this stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know if that's a big enough bite for the IRS to even care about. I just don't know.
Well, you take a player at a school like Alabama or Tennessee, you look at the value of what that school contributes for athletic facilities, coaching salaries, et cetera, administrative staff. The IRS can be very, very creative in how they determine
right.
what the value of incidental income actually is. And the thing of it is that if I'm their traditional scholarship football player, I mean, obviously all of that is just part of my scholarship gig. But because I'm a football player, that is the only reason why I'm making money off of NIL. Therefore, all this other stuff, it just becomes more fish that the IRS can put in the boat and put a tax stamp on it. I think some folks are going to be in for some big surprises because I've never met a government official yet that wasn't always trying to figure out how to take whatever you got in your pocket and put it into his.
Exactly. Now, I'm with you there. Over the next year, there'll be some stories like this. And I've been told, like, everybody that has a school has said, Bill, no. In my school, we already have folks in the athletic department who have met with the players and discussed with them taxable income and exactly what this is going to mean. And I'm told everybody's got this under control. I'll believe it when I see it.
Well, to that, they know what they are presuming, but until the IRS weighs in on this,
right,
and they start talking about and rubbing their greedy little hands the way they do, I think we get into year two, year three, this is going to take on a very different tone. And I'll switch over to one other question here. As a college athlete, if I signed with an agent, all sorts of bad things happened. What's the difference as far as how the NCAA is going to define an agent versus a business manager that's helping me run my NIL opportunities? Has anyone really dug into what that is going to mean?
No, because the NCAA is about to totally confirm that they're endorsing lawlessness. They're going to have a meeting in November. They've already given up, as you know. But they're going to make it official at a meeting in November. And I don't think that will have any impact at all. If you're supposed to, what he's saying is you're supposed to only have an agent who can help you for the time period at your college for name, image, likeness, and nothing else. Nothing about your pro career, nothing about items outside of your college years. That's a joke. That will not be policed.
Yeah, it'll be fun. Bill, I'm sure there's other callers waiting to jump in. It's been a pleasure to reconnect with you, sir, and I look forward to our future conversations.
Yep, stay in touch, good friend.
In the 615. Thank
you, sir. Yep, appreciate you checking in. That's good stuff. No, I don't think the NCAA policing much at all in the future. They have basically just said to hell with it. You win. Yeah, we fought for decades, and we tried, which that's questionable too. But you win. Just go in the store, loot it. Steal everything, we can even have you on camera and know what you, don't worry about it. Just keep the stuff. Don't worry about it. It's all good. You win. Anarchy in the streets. You win. That's basically what the NCAA has said. Jim, I believe, is next up here in Jupiter. What's up, Jim?
Hey, it was for Antifa, so you might as well do it. You know, anarchy's cool, right?
Hey, Jim, Patton, put him on hold and see if you can get a cleaner line than that. He is cracking and popping and... Because we just had a clean line. The last one was very clean. So, yeah, just, yeah, clean him up, and then we'll bring Jim from Jupiter back in here. 615-844-5600, which is the F&M Bank hotline, if you'd like to connect up. On Twitter, at Bill is King. We're broadcasting from the Wilco Kiosk location at the Strike and Spare Studios. You can probably hear the bowling balls and the pins in the background. Can you hear that? Yeah, I'll be quiet for a second. Can you listen? Did you hear it? It was. Come on now, it was there. You gotta listen closely. Anyways, Patton, we got him back. Okay, Jim and Jupiter, welcome back, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, sorry about that. I guess they didn't like my comment about Antifa. But anyway, you know, you are the king, and you know everything about this sport. But whenever I disagree with you, which is so rare, I gotta call in. So I think you're way off on this. These high school kids that are going to skip out on their senior year. Now, academically, they're going to have to pass that hurdle. But I think it's going to be a lot more players than you think it's going to be, Bill. And I'm going to tell you, it's not just going to be your star quarterback. What if you're like some bad a double dollar sign left tackle or linebacker or whatever it is? As long as you qualify, you get out of high school and you can get into the school, come on. I mean, they're going to go. There's going to be a lot more. This reminds me, you remember when Christian McCaffrey sat out for this bowl game, and there were all these people, oh, this is a one-time thing. This won't happen often. How many people started doing it after that, right? It's going to happen. It's going to be a lot more players. And these high schools know how to get kids through, just like in the universities, they know how to get kids through. So you got some guy who's good enough, they're going to get out of there. And as long as there's room for them in the school, we're going to see this all the time because money talks. And BS walks.
Now,
what do you think?
You just touched on it, though. This is going to be all about the money, which I get. I understand that. But how many players that aren't quarterbacks can command, and I guess we could define what would be worthwhile money. I guess if you don't have anything, 10 grand might be worthwhile money, right? But
yeah.
That's the question. Is everybody going to have access to some sponsor that can pay them so they can come out early? It's going to be about the money.
Well, I'll tell you, it won't be these 7-figure deals.
Right.
But if you splash some cash in front of a kid who has nothing.
Right.
Or whatever, whatever you can throw at them, it's going to be very, very tempting. And I'm going to tell you, I mean, if I was a player and I didn't have much, and you can just throw some spending cash my way, and then not only am I going to go to college early, I'm going to make a name because I'm sitting out. This is going to make headlines. I'm going to FSU or Ohio State or Florida or whatever, and you make the big headlines. I don't think it's going to take that much cash for them. You know, I just don't. I think this is going to be a real problem, and we'll see how it goes. But I don't think this is limited to the number one recruit in the country. As long as there's room in the schools for these guys, I think it's going to happen. And I think it's going to happen a lot. And there's nothing we can do. I mean, this sport is going to freaking crapola.
Jim, I'm with you, bud.
All right, my man. You take care.
Appreciate the call. There was a story, and again, Josh and Lake Norman Buckeye, they pointed this out earlier. Let me find it. See if Lake Norman Buckeye, about 45 minutes ago, tweeted, Bill, rumors last night, meaning Tuesday night, were that Kansas is going to the Big Ten. He says, I'm calling BS on that. Big Ten is actually in talks with several Pac-12 schools. The talks with the Pac-12 and the Big 12 were probably Klivkoff's attempt to fend the Big Ten off. And then Josh has brought this up, too. There's a guy, let me see if I... there it is. That was on 610 in Kansas City. A guy by the name of Mike Vernon, who actually lives, I think, in San Francisco. And I think he works some with a Kansas team site. And also, maybe I'm looking at his Twitter here, maybe Bleacher Report and the San Francisco Chronicle. I don't know him. Now, again, I don't know if he may be really reputable. I just don't know. So I'm not trying to be critical here. I'm just telling you, I don't know. But he was on a Kansas City station, 610 in Kansas City, and said that he feels like it's imminent, Kansas to the Big Ten. His sources are telling him. My question would be, why? If you're the Big Ten, and you're looking at the landscape right now, and you're looking at what the SEC just did. Now, keep in mind, the Big Ten, in its current form, financially, has the best deal today, including the SEC. They're getting about $10 million more per team per league affiliation with their deals than the SEC is getting right now. That's about to change big time, but the Big Ten is very cozy and financially comfortable right now. They are as cozy as anybody as a league, as poorly run as they may be, seemingly, as any league in America. Big Ten doesn't need to do anything. Now, keep your head on a swivel. Make sure you know what's going around, but they don't need to do anything. Why would you go at Kansas? I don't get that. What does Kansas, if you're dividing by another team, if you're feeding an additional mouth, where's the additional money coming from? Now, again, I really like Lance Leipold. That's the coach they recently hired to run the football program. He was at Buffalo, won Natties on a lower level. I mean, what was it, Wisconsin, Whitewater? Dude's a winner, big-time winner. So I don't want to upset him. I'm just telling you, Kansas is not attractive. And unless there's something I'm missing, you don't hire or you don't add a team based on another sport. Like Bill Self's got a hell of a basketball program, which he does. That's not the reason you would expand. I don't understand that. Something's there that I'm not seeing. We're presented by the Omni Nashville Hotel. We'll be back.
Good morning. Moving to Minor Rec 24 westbound near Hickory Hollow Parkway as that traffic volume increases now coming in from Rutherford County through that section of Davidson County on I-24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Traffic's also busy now. Finally, here at 65 at Trinity Lane. Still lots of traffic up and down Melinda Parkway right now there in Mount Juliet trying to get on the interstate. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Hayes Nissan of Rivergate is not the only choice when it comes to buying, selling, or trading your vehicle, but it is the best choice. Located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, Hayes Nissan of Rivergate has been serving the Middle Tennessee community for over 3 decades. That gives you confidence that Hayes Nissan of Rivergate can find the perfect vehicle for your lifestyle and your budget. And their friendly and knowledgeable staff will make sure you are in the right hands. If you're feeling rugged, check out their brand new Titans. Or you might be feeling sporty and want to check out the all-new Maximus. And don't forget about their award-winning parts, service, and body shop. They have everything you need to get you back on the road. Go visit them on the web at nissanofrivergate.com, where they are open 24/7 or in person at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Or if you want to give them a call, it's easy at 615-865-7220. Again, that number is 615-865-7220. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Superior Painting and Remodeling is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. This proud salute is brought to you by Superior Painting and Remodeling. For the best in kitchen and bath remodeling with over 30 years of experience, call the pros today at 615-948-9930. That's 615-948-9930. Also now hiring. Superior Painting and Remodeling. The professionals who care.
We need the forklift over here.
Indeed knows unexpected growth can stretch your business thin.
Okay, those molds need to be adjusted. The shippers are coming at noon, so we got to get this done.
Like at Dennis's plastic startup, to stay flexible, he needs to get started hiring right away.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. And the moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first sponsored job post. Terms and conditions apply.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Skyscan forecast for this morning. Sunshine, highs near 86. For tonight, mostly clear, 66. For Thursday, sunshine, highs near 88. Thursday night, partly cloudy, lows near 69. For Friday, mostly sunny, highs near 90 degrees. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio
King is the king of college football, and his sample size is large. Just ask him.
I want to get back into this here. If each Big Ten team is making $54 million apiece, which is about what they're getting, the highest number in college sports, any league, why would you add Kansas and divide by another team? Could Kansas bring in, per year, more than $54 million to pay for themselves and get each of the other teams even more money? Where's the attractiveness there? Somebody help me with the math there. Maybe it's my... When's the last math class? Last class I took, I guess, was in college. But I hated math. I wasn't very good at it. So I may be struggling here. I did okay at it when I tried, but like almost anything in college, I didn't really try, hardly ever. But so to come in the league, if each team's making $54 million, that means you would need to have a brand that not only brings in $54 million more, because you don't want to lose money, if you're the other teams, but you'd want to bring in as a brand more than $54 million a year so everybody makes more money. What's the point of expansion if you're not making more money? Now, somebody else reading an article, well, they added Rutgers. Yeah, but they added Rutgers because of New York City and that appeal. Kansas has nothing. If there's anything that's totally opposite from New York City, it's Lawrence, Kansas, or Kansas in general. Nothing wrong with the state. A lot of good people live there. I'm just saying, where's the attractiveness when it comes to TV revenue? Keep in mind, everybody, let's just review this again. This is about going and getting all the TV money you can get your grubby hands on. This is what this is about. It's not about anything else. It's not about being nice. It's not about doing the right thing. It's not about helping your neighbor. It's not about volunteering your time to help the less privileged out there. It's none of that. It's not all the goody stuff. This is about as much TV cash as you can get your hands on. And if you die because I'm doing this, so be it. That's what this is about. You think the SEC in Oklahoma and Texas give a rip what the Big 12's future is with the eight teams remaining? No, they don't. If they implode, it won't matter to them. They may stand at a podium, say some nice things. Oh, that's unfortunate. We wouldn't wish that on anybody. That'd be a big lie. This is about eat or starve. This is what this is about. And the more I can eat and the less you eat is fine with me. That's what this is about. Time up in Milwaukee. Bill, Kansas to the Big Ten. The Big Ten should merge with the MAC and call themselves the Big Mac. That would be good. Let me put it this way. That's a better name than Leaders and Legends. Let me just put it that way. No fan in the 863. Bill, the money is going to ruin college football as we know it. The playoff alone is making the best regular season in sports average. It's always been about the money. That's not new, but the absolute destruction in the name of getting your hands on all the money is relatively new. Now we've been expanding. Leagues have been looking and expanding. Again, let's go modern era. I don't want to go back past 1992. So we're talking right at almost, 30 years. So we're not trying to act like this expansion stuff is new, but I would say the out and out, we will steamroll you to get to the money, is a bit more aggressive. Now, you could say the summer of 2010 when Texas and Oklahoma threatened to go west, and there were moments where it felt like they were moving. Yeah, or not physically moving, but moving leagues, if you will. That was real. But this right here is another level. First of all, that never happened. It was a threat, and a real threat, but it never happened. Never came to fruition. This was done when the Houston Chronicle broke the story. Folks, this was done. This wasn't just, it might be a good idea, let's look into this. It was already consummated privately. All they had to do was go through the formalities of the meetings and all the votes and all the procedures, etc. But it was done. This was way more aggressive than anything we've seen in the past. And it's the biggest expansion news that we've seen historically. Certainly in the modern era. There is nothing that comes close to what Oklahoma and Texas and the SEC and ESPN is doing here. Nothing comes close to this. Anyways, if Bob, tell Bob, I didn't want to take him and run out of time. Tell him to hang tight if he can. We'll get him on the other side. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Moving a minor wreck 24 westbound near Hickory Hollow Parkway as that traffic volume increases now coming in from Rutherford County through that section of Davidson County on I-24 up through the Hickory Hollow area. Traffic's also busy now. Finally, here at 65 at Trinity Lane. Still lots of traffic up and down the Linda Parkway right now there in Mount Juliet trying to get on the interstate. Gatlinburg Wine Cellars, home of the world famous cotton candy wine. Check them out at GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Are you looking to start your own home gym? Hey guys, it's Zach, and I've got the hookup for you. Premier Fitness Source has opened a new location here in the Nashville area, and they are there to help you build the gym of your dreams. They can help you with residential and commercial exercise equipment and with the entire process from design to sales, installation, and maintenance. They are located at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. From ellipticals to weight benches, they have all the tools you need to achieve your health and fitness goals. Go check out their website at premierfitnesssource.com or go see them in Brentwood at 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 next to Publix. And check out their Instagram at PFS_Tennessee. Be sure to tell them that we sent you to receive a free gift. Again, that address is 101 Creekside Crossing, Suite 700 in Brentwood. At Premier Fitness Source, they are committed to more than your satisfaction.
Napa Know How.
Right now, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $18.99. It keeps your engine from breaking down without breaking the bank. Yep, a 5-quart jug of Napa Full Synthetic for $18.99 is not just a great deal. It's the break you've been waiting for. Quality parts, helpful people. That's Napa Know How.
Napa Know How.
At participating locations, does not include state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Advertised sales price may not be available in some states. Offer ends 8/31/21.
Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is serving up new summer hours and a fantastic summer menu. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes at the Omni Nashville Hotel is the only place downtown for breakfast or lunch. Start your day with biscuits and gravy or some pimento toast, or order a Tennessee patty melt or some chicken hash for lunch. Open Thursday through Sunday from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. Kitchen Notes, located 5th Avenue, downtown in the Omni Nashville Hotel.
It's a Bill King Show.
Whoever gets hired at any school, the fan base is immediately hypnotized. Once that guy stands at the podium and he says, go team, and here's the way it's going to be, and I'm a winner, the fans automatically just melt. They could hire a guy you've never heard of from a different planet, and once that guy's done at the podium, you'd say, there it is. It happens every time.
Weekday mornings beginning at 6 on Sports Radio 560 on 95.9 FM.
While working, he eats kale and pets a cat. Bill King is a multitasker.
Yeah, Rod of Buckeye, Texas just tweeted something a few minutes ago. It's interesting. And it does take me back about 10 years, too. 10, 11 years. Anyways, let me get Bob in here, and then maybe I'll be able to get into this top of hour number 3. Alec Whipple, Bob, welcome in.
Hey, Bill. Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, I'm kind of with you. I'm kind of trying to figure out what Kansas brings. And I you know, Bill, I got a couple sneaky suspicions. You stole my thunder a little bit talking about the TVs, because when I start thinking about this, I look at a map of the country. You could draw a straight line straight across from Washington, D.C. over to Kansas City and go north, and you are talking about one hell of a lot of TV sets. I mean, there is a huge amount of population in that area. So, I mean, they bring Kansas City, the Kansas City market. I'm not sure what it does with the St. Louis market because that's right on the border of Missouri and Illinois. But you have everything north, every major city north until you hit the Rocky Mountains, you know, would be inside the Big Ten footprint. But the other thing I'm wondering, Bill, and I'm wondering if this isn't about basketball. You know, the Big Ten has been slipping in football, and you got to wonder, is there a lot of TV money in basketball that we're not looking at, and the Big Ten's trying to solidify that in response? I mean, I hope not, because I've watched other leagues make this mistake where they go to basketball over football, and they eventually end up, you know, killing themselves. What do you think about all that?
It wouldn't make sense. Expansion has always been about football and TV money, and the other sports just have to follow along. I don't know, unless you're an old Big East school of some sort, I don't know that you ever expand based on anything but football. I mean, you're not going to longer divide each team's $54 million based on Kansas basketball brand. I wouldn't.
You know,
now, I've got something, and I'm going to hold it until the top, but Rod of Buckeye in Texas has an interesting thought on this. But go ahead, Bob.
No. I was just going to say, Bill, you know, the Big Ten's whole mantra, I mean, Jim Delaney's thing was always the number of TV sets. He pushed that.
Right.
You know, when he started the Big Ten Network. But that's the only thing that I can figure, Bill. And you talk about travel, Bill. You know, you have Rutgers traveling all the way over to Lincoln, Nebraska, which is a heck of a lot further than West Virginia's traveling when they go into Oklahoma City or wherever. This just doesn't make sense. In the Big Ten, most of those schools have 28, 29, 30 non-revenue sports. So the travel costs have to be staggering. There has to be something else coming behind this, Bill. There has to be.
Yeah, I tell you what, Bob, I'm going to get into this right here. But hey, stay in touch, bud. Appreciate the call.
Okay, buddy. We'll talk.
I was gonna hold this back till the top, but you know what? I've got time here. Rod of Buckeye in Texas. Remember back to the summer of 2010. How many times have I said that here on the show last few weeks? But it was a eye-opening summer. Back then, and it was all about Oklahoma and Texas threatening to go west. Anyways, what was the term they used? And I was just trying to find it, and I didn't have any luck. Maybe you guys will find it for me. The research grant universities, which is a lot of the Big Ten, tons of the Big Ten, some of the West Coast, Texas is in there too. But there was talk, Nebraska is also one of them, there was talk that leagues expanding would only look at those schools, predominantly, that likewise were on that research grant list, academic research, which is worth more than the TV money when we're talking about college football. And Rod of Buckeye in Texas brings this up. He says, Bill, Big Ten is the recipient of $10 billion, that's a B word, in research grant money for those universities. Kansas is also associated with that grant. He said, I've heard that the Big Ten will only look at those affiliated schools. He said that may be the reason why they would be looking at Kansas. I still don't get it, but what this is saying is that money might not be sports money, but it's university money. Huge research grant money. What do they call the list of schools on that particular, in that research grant group? I don't know that any of the SEC schools are in it. I don't think they are. Now, is maybe Vandy? Maybe. Somebody can correct me there. But what are they? Oh, I used to know the name of it. There's a specific term for the universities that are in that grouping, and it's slipping my mind here. Somebody will probably bring it up. But the point is that money, albeit not flowing into the athletic department, to the overall umbrella of the university is so attractive that would be worth it. Now, again, I still don't get why Kansas. Okay, Kansas is also one of the research grant universities. I get that. But how does that help the Big Ten? Unless that means a lot more research grant money per school. And I'm not sure how that works. I don't remember exactly how that works. And still Kansas to the Big Ten. I'm going to right now just say, I don't get it. And look, there's nobody saying this is going to happen. Some are saying they think it might. But I still don't get it. Makes no sense at all. Hour 3 coming up. Omni Nashville Hotel.